Welcome to Bayou Business Download, a podcast from the Greater Houston Partnership, where we dive into the data and analytics influencing the region's economy. I'm your host, Brina Morales. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, and we're joined by Partnership Chief Economist Patrick Jankowski. On today's episode, we're talking about layoffs. If you're keeping up with the latest headlines in the business world, you've probably noticed there's a lot of talk about that. So Patrick's here today to discuss why the headlines may not tell the whole story. Patrick, thanks for joining me today.
Brina, it's always good to talk to you. It's kind of wet outside, so I'm glad to be inside talking about the economy.
Agreed. All right, Patrick. So why are we seeing so many announcements about layoffs?
Well, let's back up. Let me unpack this a little bit and talk about why companies have layoffs. All sorts of reasons. The most obvious one is they're trying ways to cut costs. But also you have companies that go through bankruptcy and their layoffs associated with bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. They're worried about slower growth, and so they're trying to get their staffing in line with expectations for growth. We're seeing a lot of narrative saying that they overhired during the pandemic and they're trying to right-size to what they expect things to look like over after they've right-sized. Optimizing investments that they made in the pandemic. There's some pressure from investors out there who've been putting money into, especially in the tech sector, mm-hmm. that want the tech firms to get their costs under control. Some of them simply grew too quickly and they added too fast. Mm-hmm. So it's never any one reason across the board, but it's all sorts of reasons depending upon the company, depending upon the industry, depending upon the location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so which firms have announced layoffs?
Oh, gosh, I want to say which ones haven't. No, it's not quite that bad. It's not that bad. But let me talk about, put it in context of some of the reasons. I talked about bankruptcies as a mm-hmm. cause for layoffs. Well, we know Bed Bath & Beyond is shutting down, mm-hmm. so it's going to close every one of its stores, and so there are going to be layoffs associated with that. Same goes for Tuesday Morning. Tuesday Morning is shutting down, so there'll be layoffs associated with that. Not quite a shutting down, but a significant reorganization. David's Bridal and Party City, reorganization, restructuring. That's going to result in layoffs. But we're also hearing a lot of companies saying they're expecting slower growth. I like it when they say that weaker client needs. It's kind of a funny way to say, yeah, there's not as much demand for their services. Mm-hmm. But you know, Goldman Sachs, Deloitte, KPMG, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Indeed, Dell. A lot of companies are laying employees off because they're worried about the slowing economy. A theme that, though, I've been looking at tech, because tech seems to be the sector that's having the most layoffs. And there's this theme that's been emerging about admitting that they overhired during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They overhired, they overpaid, they overbenefited. And it's interesting, David Benioff, if I'm getting his name right, with Salesforce, he pretty much admits, and he's admitted it in the company's announcements that they'll be laying off, that they overhired. But what I find interesting is Microsoft, as big as it is, they're going to be laying some people off. And their CEO, Satya Nadella, is quoted as saying, no one can defy gravity. Mm-hmm. And what he's referring to is the fact that the global economy is slowing down. Mm-hmm. And he's identified as, you know, the customers accelerated their digital spend during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And now that the pandemic is over with, now what they're trying to do is optimize that digital spend. And optimizing, that's maybe another euphemism for saying that they're going to be layoffs. So we overhired. That's a real common theme out there, is overhiring, overinvestment during the pandemic. And now that things have settled down, it's time to kind of sit back and assess and figure out where we need to pare back and get back to normal level of operations.
And so it does seem like, you know, as we read the headlines, a lot of the layoffs we see are in the tech sector.
Oh gosh, yes. It's almost like a slingshot effect. If you look back 2 years ago, all we were hearing about how great the tech sector was doing and all the hiring that was going on and the surging in stock prices. And now that we're sitting back and trying to digest everything for the last few years, the tech sector is the one that's having the most number of layoffs. And they're the ones that are making the headlines. And frankly, it's the headlines which make us nervous. There's a data service out there we subscribe to, the partnership, called Crunchbase. And they actually have a running list of announcements, of tech announcements. And I went and looked at how many tech announcements Crunchbase has tracked since May of 2022, so over the last 12 months. Crunchbase has identified 755 tech layoffs mm-hmm. over the last 12 months. I mean, that's huge. But once again, they're mainly tech layoffs. Mm-hmm. It's not as good a time to be a tech worker as it once was. It's still good to be a tech worker, but it does pose some challenges. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the companies that are having layoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at it, it is kind of a who's who out there who's having layoffs. It's Amazon and Alphabet and Google. and Adobe and Microsoft and Dell and Salesforce and LinkedIn and Indeed. You know, those are the ones that are making the headlines. But there are also a lot of smaller firms out there. That's one of the things which has driven that number up so high. I started looking through what was on the Crunchbase website, seeing what some of these companies were involved in. And there are three of them that I have to kind of chuckle mm-hmm. when I look at them. There is a website, a company called 100 Thieves. Does that sound like a good place to put your money?
No.
And they do gaming and apparel. And so evidently there's not enough gaming and apparel advocates out there for them to keep on at the same employment level. And there's a company that has a cute name, Chow Now, but they're equivalent to a DoorDash in L.A. So they're DoorDash in L.A. They're having to compete with the big DoorDash company. There's a company out there I saw I thought was really interesting called Jellyfish. And I went to the website and I went all over the website and I still can't find out what that company does. So it's not just the big firms, it's the small firms, and it's part of a kind of the shakeout you would have in an industry that's was growing too fast and too large. You know, there is an analogy to pretty much what happened in Houston if you think about it. One of the reasons why the tech firms got so large is the investors were willing to pour money into them. Mm-hmm. When interest rates were low, it was the only investment or the best investment, or as an economist, there's this concept of opportunity cost. There was very little opportunity cost when you were putting your money into tech versus somewhere else. And simply, investors got tired of putting their money in, sort of like in the oil and gas industry mm-hmm. in the last decade. We had a lot of capital flowing into the oil and gas industry, and the industry grew and grew and grew. And at some point, the investor said, stop growing production. We want you to grow profitability. Well, it's kind of the same thing which has been happening with the tech sector. The investors say, we don't want you to continue to expand your workforce mm-hmm. and offer all these new services. We want you to generate a profit. And that's what we're seeing is a lot of pressure from the investors out there to force as many of the tech firms, the ones that were recipients of venture capital, to start mm-hmm. making a profit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Patrick, so let's talk about what sectors have been hardest hit.
Well, there's a theme that's kind of emerged as I was looking through this. No surprise to anyone, the crypto sector mm-hmm. has been hurt a lot. Anything involved in e-commerce, e-learning, fintech, healthcare, entertainment. There's something called prop tech, which is providing tech services to the real estate sector. Mm-hmm. Social media, transportation. Did I say healthcare? A little bit of healthcare, too, has been affected by this, the tech related to healthcare.
Let's take a closer look at kind of the cities around Texas, around the nation, who have been hardest hit.
Okay. Once again, I'm going to go back to the Crunchbase database. And I downloaded all the data and looked at it. And I actually could only find one company in Houston that's had a significant tech layoff, significant enough to make it to the Crunchbase database. Mm-hmm. But shouldn't surprise anybody, the city or the area which has suffered the most, according to Crunchbase, is kind of that San Francisco Bay Area, Mountain View area. Close to 250 tech layoffs out mm-hmm. there have been announced. Following that, it's New York with over 120. And then it splits up a little bit. You've got about 40 in Seattle and about 36 in Boston. Dallas only had one tech layoff. Austin so far in the database has had 16 tech layoffs. Mm-hmm. Need to kind of separate that, though. We talk about layoffs. It doesn't mean there haven't been job losses. There could be individuals have been quietly let go from their firms in the tech sector. But these are layoff announcements which the company has somehow decided to put out a press release or somehow has made the news.
Okay. Publicly announced.
Yes, publicly announced.
Okay. So with all these talks about layoffs, let's at least give some good news to our listeners. The silver lining. Can you talk about that?
Okay. Well, Tim Cook, the grandfather of all tech, you know, the head of Apple, he's come out pretty well said he thinks the lion's share of the tech layoffs are in the rearview mirror. So hopefully we're starting to see them trail off. You know, it's always painful for the individual who loses their job. You know, they lose their employment, they lose their salary, they lose their benefits, they lose their stock options. But if you kind of step back, for some, there is a little bit of a silver lining in this. There's this concept there are people who become entrepreneurs by necessity. I really suspect that some of these people who had worked for tech firms who have been let go are probably going to step out and try to start their own tech firms. Mm-hmm. So they'll continue to grow the tech sector. I'm also hearing stories about people who have been laid off from tech going working in non-tech fields like construction or manufacturing or oil and gas and taking the tech skills they learned working at Google or Microsoft somewhere else and applying them in these other industries. So it's going to make those other sectors more efficient. I mean, in the end, what you're doing is you're kind of reallocating capital, reallocating jobs and employment and people to where they hopefully will have a better return, more profitability, more efficiency. And in the end, the economy will be stronger for it. I mean, it's painful if you've lost your job, but in the end, the economy overall will be better off.
Okay. Patrick, before we continue, I want to take a moment to say thank you to our Bayou Business Download sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for making today's podcast possible. Learn more about Fifth Third Bank and the services they provide at 53.com. That's the numbers 53.com. All right, Patrick, let's talk about Houston. What are we seeing here in Houston? Are we seeing layoffs?
One that I found in Crunchbase database, and there's something called the WARN Act. It's Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notice, and it's something that Congress passed a while back to where if you're going to have a significant layoff, you need to file a WARN Act notice with the local workforce board. Since January, I've only seen four WARN Act notices filed that come up to a total of 202 jobs impacted. Once again, it doesn't mean that others haven't lost their job, but we're not seeing massive layoffs here in Houston. The economy in Houston overall is really pretty strong. Now, we've been creating jobs pretty consistently since the beginning of the year. Now, on a seasonally adjusted basis, because there's always a little noise in that. Seasonally adjusted, we've created over 34,000 jobs since the first of the year. That puts us on track to have between 80,000 and 90,000 jobs this year. Our unemployment rate is 4.3%. Mm-hmm. That makes it a really tight labor market. Yeah, we'll see maybe a slight uptick in initial claims for unemployment benefits, but that's the word you should use to describe it. It's an uptick. Mm-hmm. It's not a surge. It's not a trend. Just maybe a little bit of an uptick, but we're not seeing a softening of the labor market here in Houston like you're seeing it on the West Coast or the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the latest jobs report to kind of ease some of our listeners' minds. What does that tell us?
Oh, you're talking about the U.S. jobs report.
Yes.
It's just phenomenal, the number of jobs the U.S. has been creating. 253,000 jobs in April. For the U.S., we've created 1.1 million jobs since January 1st in the U.S. Now, people keep on talking about a recession. I'm trying to figure out, how do you have a recession when you've created a million jobs over the last 4 months? Mm-hmm. So it's, once again, really strong. There's something called a JOLTS report, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, that came out last week. We have 9.6 million job openings in the U.S. The long-term average is about 5.4 million job openings. So you can see that we have many more job openings. We have unemployed. The U.S. unemployment rate is 3.4%. It's a whole percentage point lower than Houston's rate. Those who are losing their jobs, there are plenty of opportunities out there. Might not necessarily pay the same amount. It might not have the same level of benefits. You might not have the same stock options. But there are jobs out there. There might be a little bit of skill mismatch, a little bit of geographic mismatch. But overall, the U.S. labor market is still real tight and still real healthy. I'm not worried about massive layoffs, massive unemployment. If anything, I'm worried about the weather outside right now more than I'm worried about the economy.
Okay. So what advice would you give someone who's worried about being laid off?
Well, the same sort of advice you'd give at any time. Just keep your head down, do your work, make sure you're providing a good service, you're valuable to your employer. But if it's inevitable, unfortunately, those things won't offset it, but just manage your finances properly, continue to look for opportunities for training, and continue to network. Most of the jobs that are found out there now are found through networking. And so as long as you continue to network and as long as you continue to build your skill set, in the long run, you should do fine.
All right, Patrick, thanks for joining me today. And that's it for this episode of Bayou Business Download. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. You can do so via your favorite podcasting platform or by visiting the podcast page at houston.org. There you will also find links to recent data and news updates and learn how you can get more involved in the partnership's work to make a difference in Houston. A special thanks again to our sponsor, Fifth Third Bank, for helping make this podcast possible. And thanks again to you for listening to Bayou Business Download.